ABC Radio Australia.
The crew on board two Chinese-flagged ships that were recently detained in Vanuatu remain in COVID-19 quarantine, but local police say they are expecting to charge them soon. The crew are suspected of harvesting sea cucumbers illegally in Vanuatu's northern waters, and the case follows another in Palau last month, where authorities also detained a Chinese fishing vessel and its crew. They too are alleged to have been harvesting sea cucumbers illegally. But as Priyanka Srinivasan reports, this latest arrest is being viewed as a positive sign that Vanuatu's taking a proactive role in combating unlicensed and unlawful fishing.
Last Thursday, Harry Simon and other crew members on board the RV Est Coro received a call that was out of the ordinary. It was an alert about two boats from China sailing into Vanuatu's far north.
Fisheries Department.
The Fisheries Department uses RV Est Coro to patrol and monitor fisheries. So RV Est Coro went to the north of Vanuatu to the Banks group of island, and then we spotted two fishing boats illegally fishing outside of the islands.
Mr. Simon says they checked the ship's paperwork and found they weren't up to scratch.
Then, when we checked the papers of the ships and some of the papers went right and they didn't comply to certain laws, so we escorted all of them to shore. We came to Luganville around 8 in the morning. We refilled our water and fuel and then we came back to Villa.
In the capital, Port Villa, the ships were forced to anchor and police escorted the crew to quarantine facilities. In a statement, Vanuatu's police force said they were carrying out further investigations into the two ships, called Dongguangjing 16 and Dongguangjing 13. For 23-year-old Mr. Simon, it was the first time he'd ever witnessed such an arrest aboard the patrol boat, which the Australian government gifted.
It doesn't happen all the time. It was the first time. It's very interesting.
Senior Sergeant Karangi with Vanuatu Police says they expect to lay charges.
Yeah, they will be pressing the crews and the captains and the crews of that vessel.
He says COVID-19 has meant authorities are on high alert for potential breaches of Vanuatu's borders.
We all are afraid about the foreign vessels coming into the Vanuatu just because of the COVID. As for Vanuatu is still a COVID-free. And now that those two visiting vessels that came in our waters and they have not got any license to fish in our waters, and as these two visiting vessels that were arrested by our patrol boat, the people of the bank street, they were very happy that these two vessels were caught and escorted to the villa, because all of us in the banks were all afraid about the COVID.
But it can be hard for Pacific nations to police their expansive waters and valuable fisheries, and it's been made harder by the pandemic. Their eyes and ears that are normally on board foreign vessels haven't been, meaning no one is checking that they're following maritime laws, that their licenses are current, and that their catchment sizes are sustainable. The Western and Central Pacific Fisheries Commission decided to temporarily suspend the use of these fisheries observers last March, trying to limit the risk of a COVID-19 outbreak in the Pacific. But it's a decision that the Fisheries Commission's executive director, Ferla Titeo, has admitted has, quote, significantly affected routine monitoring at the sea.
The less number of observers there are and the more ship owners are going to be sort of going to have an incentive to try to increase their revenue. So it's possible.
Pierre-Jean Bourdandy is a maritime law expert from the University of the South Pacific in Vanuatu. He says though the pandemic has impacted government's abilities to patrol their waters, it's difficult to know whether it's contributing to an increase in illegal fishing, also called IUU fishing.
Is there an increase in the situation of pandemic? I really don't know. Whether that there is all of a sudden an increase in IUU fishing, I doubt. but the problem was already acute for a long time.
But during a pandemic or otherwise, the capture and prosecution of crews charged with legal fishing is difficult. Mr. Bordandi points to one well-known case in Australia in 2002 when the Navy chased a Russian-flagged ship accused of illegally fishing for weeks. The entire mission was risky and expensive, and something many Pacific governments do not have the resources to replicate.
Australian Navy had to chase those fishing vessels all the way through South Pacific waters and close to Antarctica and so on. So in areas where it's really, really dangerous to enter into or to continue a hot pursuit because the sea is really, really rough. I don't really remember the figures, but it goes in millions right away, because what happens is that, let's say you chase a vessel like that. So I don't know the cost of doing that, but it's probably a pursuit like that. Just the pursuit itself is probably going to count $10-20 million for a country to engage into. So basically, to cut the story short, even if you do that for a country that is a developed country that has the resource to do that, you might not even break even in what this has cost you. And what you will recoup.
A 2019 report from the World Resources Institute estimates that up to 7.2 million tons of catchment is illegally stolen from the Pacific each year. That equates to economic losses of more than 27 billion Australian dollars each year. In this most recent case, the Western and Central Pacific Fisheries Commission says one of the ships detained actually has a license to legally harvest sea cucumber in Vanuatu. So Mr. Bordandi says it appears the ships may have over-harvested the delicacy, also known as bêche de mer, and may have been why it was detained.
It suggests that this vessel probably had a fishing license to fish in the Vanuatu waters, and probably they didn't report the full amount of what they fished, or they didn't respect their quotas, because there are quotas, you know, when you get a license. It can be all sorts of possibilities. Bêche de mer is a real problem in the Solomon Islands also. Huge problem in the Solomon Islands, big problem in Vanuatu. Bêche de mer are extremely important for the health of the waters, because they act as filters, if you wish. And so they're extremely important for the biodiversity, for the health of the waters around the reef and so on. So it is a serious problem.
But either way, he sees last week's arrest as a promising sign that despite the obstacles, Pacific governments may be more willing to detain foreign ships they suspect are fishing illegally in their waters.
Whether what the government of Vanuatu is doing is a good thing, well, it's a sign. It's a sign that they want to do something about it. But as I said, Vanuatu government is definitely going to face some limitation. You know, how many boats, how many patrol do they have? What is the access to satellite monitoring that they have? So it's a difficult one.
Pierre-Jean Bordandia, specialist in maritime law from the University of the South Pacific, and the reporter there was Priyanka Srinivasan.